ConocoPhillips announced today that it will move ahead with construction of a $900 million project in the North Slopes National Petroleum Reserve. The project, called the Greater Moose's Tooth Unit, joins Conoco's CD5 development, which started production earlier this fall on nearby Alaska Native lands. The two projects are the first full-fledged oil development within the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. Conoco says construction will begin in early 2017 with first oil planned for 2018 and an expected peak production of 30,000 barrels per day. ConocoPhillips was also the only big oil company to bid on oil and gas leases during the state and federal auctions held today. The company spent nearly $800,000 to expand its holdings in the National Petroleum Reserve. But when it came to lease sales, the real story was smaller independent companies who collectively spent $9.5 million for the rights to drill on state land on the North Slope. APRN's Rachel Waldholtz reports.
For over an hour on Wednesday, the state's annual North Slope lease sale sounded like this.
77.54912% interest to Accumulate Energy Alaska. 22.45088% interest to Burgundy Exploration LLC. Something tells me I'm going to be saying this in my sleep for a very long time to come.
That's Corey Feige, director of the State Division of Oil and Gas. In all, the state took in more than $9.5 million for 131 tracts, and 121 of those tracts went to a pair of independent companies hoping to try a new kind of oil shale drilling in the region. Houston-based Burgundy Exploration teamed up with Accumulate Energy Alaska, a subsidiary of the Australian company 88 Energy, to bid on a significant chunk of acreage at the southern edge of existing development. Paul Bozinski is Burgundy's founder.
And what we're doing is we're chasing, rather than the oil, we're chasing this thing called a vapor phase. And a vapor phase means where you get a little bit deeper and where the oil is no longer oil in the reservoir, it's actually a gas. But when you get it to the surface, then it becomes rich in liquids.
Burgundy will control about 20% of the project, while Accumulate Energy Alaska will hold about 80%. The two companies have one other existing project on the slope called Project Icewine. This will be different. Bozinski says there isn't yet a productive play in the world in this kind of rock.
So I don't know if this is going to work. I think that we've got a darn good shot because I have not seen, all the pieces are there. The question is, can it be drilled and can it be fracked?
Meanwhile, the company 70 and 148, a subsidiary of Denver-based Armstrong Oil and Gas, spent $4.8 million to beat out ConocoPhillips for several tracts near the larger company's existing holdings around New Ixit. Conoco did better at the federal lease sale held later in the afternoon. The Bureau of Land Management offered 143 tracts, or 1.4 million acres, of the National Petroleum Reserve, but there were only six bids, all from ConocoPhillips. BLM officials said it was the first time they've had only one bidder, though it's not unusual to have only two or three. During the sale, a half dozen protesters with the environmental group Alaska Rising Tide sat in the back, holding signs that read, "Clean Energy Now," and "We Only Have One Earth." From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.